You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last week that the Secretary of State in Florida had held up portions of SB 54, awaiting a court case involving another Florida voter suppression bill, SB 90, signed into law last year by Governor Ron DeSantis. It put further restrictions on the use of drop boxes and the role of groups facilitating voter registration. The U.S. 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Friday on SB 90, sort of. The lower court had ruled that SB 90's provisions targeting black and brown voters were egregious enough that Florida should be subject to Federal Voting Rights Act preclearance of any voting laws prior to implementation. But the three Trump-appointed judges on the appeals court panel ruled Friday not on the merits of the case, but on the timing. The ruling instead cited the Purcell principle from the 2006 Purcell versus Gonzalez case, which found that changes should not be made too close to an election. It also called the historical arguments of the League of Women Voters of Florida vague and questioned the pro-voter group's assertion that the provisions of the law were intentional discrimination. The ruling grants a stay to the circuit court's decision and allows Florida to move forward with implementation pending appeal to the less-than-voter-friendly U.S. Supreme Court. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Send us an email at wethepeople@americandemocracyminute.org and tell us the state and station where you listen. Granny D said, "Democracy is not something we have, it's something we do." For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.